This is Tom Roy with radio news from Wavefarms WGXC in New York. News about radio waves, transmission art, wireless surveillance, and other broadcast issues from wavefarm.org. REC Rec Networks reports that at the September 26th Federal Communications Commission monthly open meeting, the audio division staff presented to the full commission an update on the progress of the Auction 83 translator processing.
Of the 6,350 Auction 83 applications that were on file in December 2012, only 8 have not either been dismissed, provided the opportunity to submit a long-form application, or given the opportunity to submit a settlement agreement. Our efforts could result in the authorization of 1,700 new FM translator construction permits during calendar 2013. This would represent a 30% increase in the number of authorized translators in the U.S. We look forward to completing the grant process for the remaining translator construction permits so we can focus our efforts on the coming LPFM window.
The SEC also previewed the low-power FM application window October 15th through October 29th and said that the first singleton application, those that do not face any competing applications, will be processed in mid-January 2014, and MX groups, those with competing applications, will be announced later in 2014. Rec Networks will have predictive information on the MX applications posted after the FCC publicly releases the information about the applications early in November. Paul Lewis and Dan Roberts in The Guardian report about the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing September 26th discussing potential legislative changes to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, the law that governs a large portion of electronic and phone surveillance by intelligence agencies in the United States. Several U.S. senators are proposing changes to the law. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, National Security Agency Director General Keith Alexander, and Deputy Attorney General James Cole were among those testifying about the surveillance program. Here's Alexander speaking September 26th.
We do make mistakes. The vast majority of incidents reflect the challenge, very specific rules in the context of ever-changing technology. Compliance incidents, with very rare exception, are unintentional and reflect the sorts of errors that will occur in any complex system of technical activity. The press claimed evidence of thousands of privacy violations. This is false and misleading. According to NSA's independent inspector general, there have been only 12 substantiated cases of willful violation over 10 years, essentially one per year. Several of these cases were referred to the Department of Justice for potential prosecution, appropriate discipline action in other cases. We hold ourselves accountable every day. Most of these cases involved improper tasking or querying regarding foreign persons in foreign places. To repeat, I am not aware of any intentional or willful violations of the FISA statute, which is designed to be most protective of the privacy interests of U.S. persons.
Alexander and Clapper refused to say on the record where the NSA had ever sought to trawl cell site data, pinpointing the location of individuals via their phones.